AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairieland Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairieland Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 19th of September, 69 degrees on our way to near 100 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia State Assistant Professor of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation, Tyler Goad. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Good today.
What's going on with you with what's coming up here very soon, the big outdoor activity day here for Emporia Middle School?
Yeah, we're actually finalizing plans today for Friday the 23rd to have about 130 Emporia Middle Schoolers out to ESU's King Lake in collaboration with the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center to have a little field day.
So what will this field day entail, Tyler?
Lots of team-building activities kind of mixed with a superhero theme this year.
Ooh, nice. What type of superhero activities you got?
Well, we got a couple ones like toxic waste. We have some fire-building type activities. And then we have a little bit of a disc golf. And all of them kind of just weave a superhero theme within them. So, for example, like disc golf kind of combines like Captain America and his like shield, right?
Got it. I'm with you.
That makes a lot of sense. What made you pick the superhero theme? I got to ask you that.
Well, you know, I can't take credit for that one. My method students are the ones that put this on. I kind of put the framework around them and get them in contact with the middle school and the Prophet Center or the P-Rock Center. And then they chose the theme, so they actually voted on this one.
Outstanding. Well, what do you see here as the benefits, not only for the students involved with this here, Tyler, but also really for hyper students, health, physical education, recreation students that are helping to organize and corral things?
Yeah, we got a couple different, partners on this, like we have the Payrock Center. We also are going to have the Student Athlete Leadership Team out, and that's EHS seniors who are going to be captains of these 130 students split into 10 different teams. And the big benefit for them is, the EHS students get a little leadership opportunity. The middle schoolers, get to go through some team building activities. And then for our students, they're pre-student teachers, so they get to learn a little bit about how they would put on their own field day when they get out there and their first jobs.
So you're incorporating Payrock this year. You've been doing this for a number of years, haven't you, this event?
Yeah, this has actually been even going on before my time. I know this is going on for at least 12, 13 years now. I've been heading it up for about the last 5 years now. With the Payrock Center, what we're doing there is a little collaboration. We're going to integrate some environmentalism topics within those a couple of those activities, just trying to show the students how you kind of cross our health and physical education curriculum with some other curriculum in the school.
Tyler Goad joining us again at 7:25 on KVUE with our Newsmaker segment that's underway right now. Again, we're talking about the big outdoor activity day that the Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Department's putting on for Emporia Middle School students coming up here on Friday. Tyler, from you, as you mentioned here, you've been seeing this here for a number of different years that you've been involved with this. Talk a little bit about the reactions that you get, first from the students at the middle school level, and then from the students that you have here in the hyper department.
The reaction from the EMS students are always great because they just loving to get outside, outside of those four walls at the middle school. And so they always a great reaction just to, do something a little different that day. And, just really work together with that team building activities. As far as our students go, this is one of their first couple times that they get to be in charge of putting on an event. So it's really just great to see them, take the reins and, show some leadership out there. So really positive from all sides.
Tyler, the other thing I was going to ask you, too, is do you have, hyper students that come back here over the, maybe a couple of years afterward, they've graduated, they've gotten their own, processes started, and they come back and say, hey, look, this was really cool. It really helped me out with my, lesson plans for activities like this, and here's kind of what I've learned here after the fact.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've had several students, shoot me emails back and be like, yep, hey, you were totally right. I went out there to school, and the very first year they asked me to plan my own activity day, but by myself. So it's a good opportunity when they have, you know, about 15 hands on deck, all similar majors helping them out, versus, you know, when they get out there by themselves. So they're all kind of prepped to go, and they have a script that they can kind of follow.
You were right. Good to hear that every now and again, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, it's nice. A little reaffirming.
So when do things start on Friday?
They're going to start about 12:30, and the students will be here till about 2:45 until they got to hop back on the bus. So a little under 3-hour event.
All right, good deal. And this is going to be taking place at Payrock, and then immediately around there.
Yeah, immediately around there, just in those two rec fields right there.
Good deal. Tyler, anything else you wanted us to know here about what's going coming up on Friday, or kind of maybe some other things that you got going on through the Hyper department here later on in the year?
Well, just wanted to shout out a couple thank yous to some people who donated. I know Walmart, local Walmart, donated water for the event, because we never know what the weather's going to be, and it could be a scorcher like it is the next 2 days, or we could have perfect fall weather. And also, KVOE, thanks for coming out each of these 12 or 13 years and kind of providing the music for us, since you guys usually come out and put those big old speakers up for us.
Glad to do it.
Looking forward to it. All right, Tyler, we'll appreciate your time here with us this morning, and best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Tyler. That is Tyler Goad, Emporia State Assistant Professor of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation, talking about the activity day for middle school students coming up on Friday.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker segments, well, we're directing you to the very end of September into October, because we are full all the way through the 29th right now in this particular time slot. But if you want one of those slots for, again, the 30th of September or getting into October, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email us kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow we'll have Blumhouse Youth Services Administrators Claire Korn and Jen Ogilby joining us as we talk about Art Attack, which is coming up here on the 23rd.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 728, 69 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Join the Emporia Recreation Center for our Pooch Party Halloween and Pumpkin Carving on October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Jones Aquatic Center. Bring your doggo and enter the costume contest, sniff and treat hunt, and